Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dr. Jonathan Copus, CEO of GTEC. GTC is ticker there. Jonathan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much, Justin. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and it's very good to get you on because you're at sort of forefront there, enabling a very exciting future for companies. You know, the transition to net zero, huge, you know, movement in that direction. And today you've announced a milestone achieved in Inverness. So before we talk about that, Jonathan, for people maybe listening now who maybe have heard of you or not heard of you at all, but not sure of the story, could you just summarise what GTEC's about, please?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, GTEC, we're a provider of data and analytics software to the energy industry. And principally, that's meant the petroleum industry for us. And we've built up, you know, very valuable IP and skills working in that market. But what's so exciting for us today is there's a real opportunity here to translate this into the world of decarbonization. And it's our offering is very relevant to the energy transition. And I'll touch on that as we speak now. But that's opening paths into new markets for us. That's helping drive our order book to a record high. It underpins the company in terms of revenue, but it also is providing a really interesting opportunity for us to extend our activities into asset participation, to really get involved in the constructions of the assets that our data and analytics help de-risk. And that is a real transformational opportunity for our shareholders. So it's a really exciting time to be part of the GTEC story.
Yeah, and it's worth pointing that out. Like you said, you've got world-leading geoscience data and geospatial software products to help companies. Like I said, and regardless of how cynical people are, the move to net zero is happening. When it happens exactly is under question, but it's happening and there's huge money going into it. But also, like I said, you've got this now hydrogen strategy where you're participating in, and that's also very exciting and a huge driver for you, I think. And this news today is around that. It's about a milestone achieved at Green Hydrogen Hub in Inverness. Explain what's happening here, if you could, Jonathan.
Yeah, sure. So the news today is that our partners SGN have completed the removal of a former gas holder in Inverness. And the reason why this is important is because it paves the way for converting what was an unused legacy natural gas facility into what will be a vibrant green hydrogen storage and distribution hub. So this is a classic piece of infrastructure recycling. We're doing this work to ensure a cleaner and greener future energy supply for the Highlands. You'll hopefully have seen in the press release, there's a video.
Yeah, I like that. So, yeah, it's very good. I'm very impressed. I've seen some RNSs come out recently with a bit more multimedia in there, and it really helps explain the story, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I hope so. I hope it's useful. And it, you know, the drone footage there give you a real idea of how the site is positioned as well. And this site where the gas holder has been taken down is right alongside the Inverness railhead. And that makes the location very strategic for us because it's ideal for supplying hydrogen to trains. And those trains are potentially a large volume, customer for our hydrogen offtake. And that's important to secure those types of customers to underpin the development of these projects.
And so what's next there then? That's now done that part. What's next there?
Well, I think if I look beyond just today's news, what we're working towards is in collaboration with the Highland Council, we're working to establish a network of green hydrogen hubs across the Highlands. And Inverness will be at the core of that network. And this network is going to play a really key role in decarbonising transport across both the Highlands, but also the wider Scottish economy. It's going to help reduce carbon emissions. It's going to deliver jobs, and it's also going to provide skills opportunities for the local area. So when you add it all up, you know, I think it's a really exciting and important decarbonisation vision for Scotland. And today's news is, you know, the first step on that path with the preparation of this site for further hydrogen development work.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, things are progressing there in Scotland very well, but I know you're involved in different parts of the country and also chatting to companies around the world. So tell us more about that, the green hydrogen strategy, if you could, Jonathan.
Yeah, sure. I mean, our green hydrogen strategy is data-led, and it leverages GTEC's expertise in geospatial and economic analytics. And so, you know, practically speaking, what we're doing is we're using these expertise to identify locations where hydrogen is the most compelling path to decarbonisation for commercial transport and other sorts of industrial customers. And the reason why that's important is that we believe that that compelling path will translate to early customer demand. And that's exactly where you want to be establishing these first mover projects. And once we've identified the locations, what we're then doing is moving quickly to secure strategically key land assets. And at these locations, this is where operational hubs will be established, at which green hydrogen will be generated, stored, and supplied. And, you know, with the first, site secured by us at Inverness and Shoreham, we're now working to mature customer demand, and we're also building operational, logistical, and financial partnerships through which we'll be delivering the development of those hubs. And to put it into the sort of wider GTEC context, you know, our ambition is to establish at least 500 megawatts of new geoenergy and green hydrogen assets by 2030. And if we take Inverness and Shoreham together, these first two hydrogen projects account for about 10% of that ambition.
Wow. So it's it's a big ambition. It's still early stage, the green hydrogen. I know I see the cynics sort of slowly melting away, because I sort of on a daily basis I get emails on green hydrogen, and there are countries and massive companies now ploughing millions and billions into green hydrogen. There are continents, and in fact Europe alone, have got a huge strategy in hydrogen. So it's still early stage, but I think more and more people begin to be convinced it's the way forward. Just looking out sort of 12 months, what are you going to hope to achieve in the next 12 months in Jonathan's the company?
Well, I mean, you know, I believe 2023 is going to be a really important and extremely exciting year for GTEC. And to put that into some context, you know, in 2022, we've seen strong engagement across our four focus sectors, and those are transitional petroleum, critical minerals, geothermal, and green hydrogen. And, you know, why is that? Well, you know, the reason why we're getting such good engagement is that our data, software and analytics are proving to be highly valuable in helping companies and governments locate, you know, the energy and natural resource assets that are quite honestly fundamental to delivering a secure and decarbonized future for energy systems. Yeah. And so in 2023, you know, we're going to be working to build on this momentum. And I expect that to translate to a busy pipeline of news. And driving that news will be new customer contracts, new commercial partnerships, and also new asset participation opportunities as well. And I think if you take all that together, this has the potential to unlock significant value. I'm very much looking forward to sharing the news of those value steps, you know, with shareholders as we move through 2023.
Excellent stuff. Okay. Well, Jonathan, if you could, in summary, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, I think the first one is just the world we live in, right? You know, we're all very much aware of, you know, the economic challenges, but, you know, underneath all of this sits some really key drivers. And one is about energy security. And another one is about, you know, the path and, you know, speed at which the world can decarbonize. And what we're doing across our focus sectors, as I was just saying, is essential to navigating that path and doing the most important thing, which is accelerating the energy transition. So I think, you know, as a company and our business model is absolutely, this is the time to be, you know, pursuing our opportunities. So I think there's a huge opportunity set out there. I think secondly, the point is that there are companies out there that maybe are hydrogen plays or geothermal plays or whatever. You know, the value we bring to our customers, be they company or governments, is that because we have, you know, we have several focus areas, the geothermal, the critical minerals, the green hydrogen and things like carbon storage, we are able to offer holistic solutions to our customers. And that adds a whole additional layer of value. And it also provides, you know, multiple drivers for things that are really important for value to our shareholders, such as, you know, multiple sources of news. But ultimately, it all comes down to this, you know, unique underlying proposition of our data and our software analytics. So, you know, we really have something very relevant that we're offering the market. And then the final point is just reiterating that point about momentum. You know, 2022 has been a really good year for us. We reported at the mid-year point that our order book is at a record high. And I'm just really looking forward with my team to pushing into 2023 and driving that momentum across all of these areas that are going to generate those, you know, those sources of news that will give us an opportunity to be having more conversations like this with you, Justin. So, you know, yeah. Looking forward for 2023.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Jonathan, it's good to chat to you. And like I said, lots going on. So hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.